Hey, hey, hi, hi. It's Bill Wood, the jazz guy, on the voice of Vashon Island Community Radio and VOV-TV, Comcast Channel 21. Greetings once again from Vashon Island, the mound in the sound where a sheriff's deputy found a man looking into the indoor pool at the athletic club, masturbating while he watched a female swimmer. I want that woman arrested right now for exhibiting her body in such an unseemly way that a male Vashon resident could not even pass by without arousal. I ask you, is this the Vashon Island we all know and love?
Did you know that we have about 14 low-level sex offenders living on the island at any given time?
I mean, was this woman even wearing a bathing suit? I mean, this is the kind of woman who creates low-level sex offenders. I'm taking names. I want this woman's name.
Maybe the clue is in the intro mew. Maybe it's Laura.
That's impossible. In the movie, Laura was dead. She didn't go around flashing low-level sex offenders. But there are lots of other girls on our list today because it's jazz on a first-name basis. The girls in all the titles today consist of only one word, a woman's first name, which means, of course, that I am intimately acquainted with all of them. Here's a girl we fell in love with in 1965 when the Beatles spoke French to her.
Thank you.
Michelle, if you thought you were listening to Miles Davis and Gil Evans, you can be forgiven. But that was, in fact, Wallace Roney, who for many years was Miles' heir apparent. The Gil Evans-like arrangement was by Gil Goldstein. At the end of the liner notes of that 1994 Warner Brothers CD entitled Mysterios, Wallace wrote, "Miles, I will always love you." Maybe he was the guy outside the indoor pool.
Thank you. Thank you.
1957, A Date in Hollywood, the Herbie Harper Sextet, Herbie on trombone, Jay Corey on tenor, Howard Roberts guitar, Marty Paich piano, Red Mitchell bass, and Frankie Capp on the drums. Chloe, the Venus of the Great Dismal Swamp. And before that, a headlong ode of devotion to Marnie by Jackie McLean, alto, with Donald Byrd, who wrote the tune, on trumpet, Herbie Hancock piano, Butch Warren on bass, and on his very first New York recording date, the young Tony Williams on drums. Ornette Coleman's wife's name was Jane, and this is how Ornette let her know how much he cared about her. Ornette Coleman, alto, Don Cherry, trumpet, Walter Norris, piano, Don Payne, bass, and Billy Higgins, drums. Jane. We'll be right back. Ida, sweet as apple cider at 104 years old. Ida was published in 1903 and became Eddie Cantor's theme song. We heard the jazz band Ball, Marty Paich on piano, and he was the arranger, with Stu Williamson and Bob Enevoldsen on valve trombones, Don Fagerquist and Jack Sheldon on trumpets, Buddy Clark bass, and Mel Lewis drums. Another 1957 Hollywood date on the old Muse label, now VSOP. And before Ida and after Jane came Janelle by bassist David Friesen, with Gary Barone on trumpet and Ayrto Moreira showing what an absolutely brilliant percussionist he is. That's from a very beautiful and very hard to score CD entitled Ancient Kings on Shamrock, an Austrian label which specializes in Irish music. So what else is new?
You are listening to Jazz on a First Name Basis, The Girls, on The Jazz Guy, on the Voice of Vashon Island Community Radio and VOV-TV Comcast Channel 21. Hello, this is Michael.
When are you going to play my song?
What's your name, honey?
Marie.
You're kidding, really?
Marie Blatt.
This is amazing. Your song is up next.
I knew that.
Thank you.
An Atlantan transplanted to the emerald environs of Seattle. Bill Anschell with his trio, Doug Miller on bass and Jose Martinez on drums. Emily. And before that, Ruby Braff and his men played Marie, Ruby on trumpet, Benny Morton on trombone, Pee Wee Russell clarinet, Dick Hafer tenor, Nat Pierce piano, Walter Page bass, and Buzzy Druten on the drums. Incidentally, at 78 years old, Chloe and Marie are the same age. Looking sharp, girls!
Hello, this is Michael.
When are you playing my song?
What's your name, honey?
Rosetta.
You're kidding. All right, this is too weird.
Rosetta Black.
This is incredible. That's our next song. Rosetta. I tell you, Bill, women are so intuitive. Thank you.
Top of the Lot, Rosetta by Pete Brown's orchestra, Pete on alto, Jonah Jones on trumpet, Zed Jackson piano, Dallas Bartley bass, and Edward Nicholson drums. Then came Paul Motion's band playing Charlie Parker's Tip of the Hat to Cheryl. Paul the drummer with Tony Malaby and Chris Cheek on saxophones. Ben Monder, Steve Cardenas, and Jacob Bro on guitars. And Jerome Harris on bass. And just now we're listening to Genevieve by the young French pianist and composer Magali Souria with a big band from her 2000 Cots Jazz CD, The Birdland Sessions. You are listening to the Voice of Vashon Island Community Radio and VOV-TV Channel 21. And this is Bill Wood, the jazz guy. So long, thanks for listening, and stay cool, everybody. I'll get this one. Hello?
Hello. When are you playing my song?
Well, what's your name?
Steve.
Steve? That's next week, you moron. The guy's show is next week. Guys, you know, they're just so...
Non-intuitive?
Non-intuitive.
Thank you.
Blatz. Hello?